Yo, what the heck is going on, Kinda Funny Best Friends? It's your guys, Snowbike Mike, taking over today's Greg Way for Thursday, July 20th, 2023. It's Thursday, y'all. We're almost through the week, and man, oh man, I'm pooped. It's been a long week. It's been a big day today, and we're wrapping up. It's about 5:45 here in the spare bedroom studio, and it's just me. Kevin and Baird are having a little smoke outside, and then they're heading out for the day, but you know, I got put in charge today to do a Greg Way, and I apologize for being late. I don't know when he puts these out, but guess what? I'm in charge today, and that means you and I get to hit the chill pill. We're just going to relax and just talk about life for a little bit. Of course, tomorrow I'm on Greg Way duty once again, and I think we'll have that Friday energy on that one. But of course, today I want to catch up with all of you because it has been a while, and I'm excited to share with you what I've been up to. Of course, we've had a pretty mega big summer. Not big enough. I want to go places. I want to do even more stuff. But from Summer Game Fest to Rooster Teeth Expo, we've been around the block and back, and we've had some good times. And on top of that, of course, my adventures, right? Whenever it knocks, you hear that? That's adventure knocking. And I've answered the call many of times. And of course, I'm excited because I just got back from Tahoe, back at home with Washi and JD. And it was nice to be back at home after about, man, maybe a month, maybe almost 2 months away. So it was nice to be back at home. It always is. And it's nice to have the boys around. Gives me something to do, stay energized, and have a good time with. And so what I really liked this time was to try to learn how to wakeboard. And I want to talk about trying new things, getting yourself out of that comfort zone. Something you all know I love talking about. I love doing and trying new things. And this week was pretty special. Because, of course, when you're up in Tahoe, you got to rent a boat. You got to get on the lake. And so me and the boys did just that. We got the boat. We got out on the lake. But this time we did something a little bit different. Normally we might rent a tube, maybe try to huck each other off the tube like we're children again, maybe just lounge in the tube out in the water. Or sometimes we go tubeless and we just kind of go out there and hang out. What I really love to do, can I share a secret with all of you? And I might look like a nutcase one day because this is all I ever want to do. I like taking the life jacket and just jumping into the lake and then just floating. You know what I mean? It's like one of my favorites. You don't have to fight. You don't have to try to stay up above the water. You just float. And it's just so comforting and nice. The water's cold. The sun is on your face. And you're just doing nothing. It's like my favorite. And so maybe one day you might find me at the ocean or at the lake just with a life jacket on. You're like, what is that idiot doing with a life jacket? And then you're just going to see me floating, just head bobbing above the water because it's my favorite. But this time, we said, you know what? Let's try wakeboarding. We've come here multiple summers now. We've always talked about it. Why don't we try to wakeboard and see what happens? And I was like, you know what? I'm gung-ho. I'm all down for it. I've never wakeboarded before. I've never known anyone who wakeboards. Well, I take that back. I know people who wakeboard, but I've never been in the presence of them wakeboarding or have had the opportunity to go wakeboarding. So this was something totally new. And also one where it's like, oh, you're going out into the deep end with no one there. Right? Like me, JD, and Washburn, nobody knows how to wakeboard. So it's like, how are we going to learn? What are we going to do? I guess it's just like riding a bike, get up there and push me and let's see what happens. And so it was really fun because, like, of course, there's so much that goes into wakeboarding, right? The rope tension, the wake itself, the water. Is it smooth like glass? Is it choppy with the wake of the winds and maybe other boats? And then on top of that, right, it's your first time ever being strapped into the board. What does that feel like? And I'll tell you what, I have gone pond skimming in the past on snowboards, and I knew that right when you hit the water, that board and your feet are going to want to go up, and your head and your body are going to want to go down. It's just like this weird kind of floating reaction to it all. And so you have to get comfortable kind of just like doing this, like the baby's pose. You see, this is what it looked like. And I'd be like doing this in the middle of the water. And so I had to get comfortable with having my feet above my head a lot of the time, which for many people, it's not comfortable, right? Because that's the drowning sensation kicking in. And then, of course, as many of you know, I'm a mouth breather. You know what I mean? I've never quite figured out how to breathe through my nose consistently. I practice sometimes. I'll tell you what. Sometimes I go to bed and I try to breathe through my nose. I go like this. And then I fall asleep and I panic as if I'm going to die because I can't trust myself nose breathing. So I go back to mouth breathing. So now you add on top of that, my feet are above my head. The waves are crashing all around me. Water's getting up my nose. I'm choking on it. And then we said, you know what? Let's try to wakeboard on top of that. So now my first couple of attempts, I remember watching people's videos of them wakeboarding, and I kind of got the gist of like, okay, so you have the board in front of you, you start to get the momentum, and now you need to stand up. And it's like, okay, well, what is that feeling? I don't know what that feeling is. I don't know how it's going to play out in my mind. And so I'm there, and I'm like, I got the board in front of me, and waves are crashing. I'm getting pulled by the rope. And at one point, I remember just getting a massive wave sent right into my nose, and I was definitely going to die. Like, let's just be clear. If we're ever on the boat together and I'm tubing or wakeboarding, I need you to pull that boat up immediately. Okay, there is no like, hey, let's lollygag and slowly turn and we'll come up to Mike. It's like, no, Mike is probably choking on some water and dying right now. We got to get to him before he drowns in front of us. And so there was multiple times where I think I fought the water too much and didn't turn and get the board's nose above the water. I just kind of like kept it 2 feet on there, just pushing into it, you know? And so there was a moment where I was like, all right, well, now I gotta get up, right? And so you shift your weight onto your back foot. And at the same time, you're hoping that the person on the boat is going fast enough to keep the rope tension tight enough to really pull you with enough momentum. That's the catch, is I need you, boat driver Jimmy, to go really fast the whole time. I know you want to go slow because I'm learning, but if you don't have enough rope tension, it's not going to pull me up and keep me up at the same time. So the first time I got up, I got my nose up, and then I thought, well, like, am I supposed to turn? Do I need to do something? So I quickly like tried to turn on my front foot. That got the water to go over top, consumed me, done, right? But by the end of the day, I stood up twice. It was only for a brief period. Let's not all clap our hands. It was about 3 seconds max. Okay, it was about 1 second, okay? But sometimes, you know, boys like to lie about how long it takes. But like, here's the deal. It was 1 second. I got up. I stood up. That's what matters. If I were to go back again, I need a nose plug, and I can guarantee you I'm finding the wake and I'm whipping it, okay? And so that was my story of the week, is I put myself out there, I tried something new. And I don't know if this was a good Greg way. It's just one of those like, hey, I'm here. Let's talk about what I've been up to lately. I had a great weekend, celeb golf tournament in full effect. Tahoe was buzzing. It was 88. It was 90 another day. Sunny, perfect to be out on the beach and just hang in the water. Nice to be home. And so we'll see. I think tomorrow will be the fun one of like, what's Mike's adventure going to be this time? Where will I go? Will I go back up home to Tahoe? Because, you know, I'm into stargazing now. If you didn't know, I'm thinking about buying a really expensive camera, and I'm going to put that thing on long exposure, and I'm going to take some wicked dope photos of the stars because my iPhone is pretty cool at doing that, and I really like that now. I'm going out late at night. It's like 1 a.m. in the morning. Mike's in the middle of the woods. He's in the forest. He's lost. Don't worry about him or any sort of wild animals because I got my cell phone cranked up into the sky, and I'm getting dope shots of the Milky Way and more. So next time we talk, we're going to talk about stargazing and awesome fun activities for the weekend. But that's been my update for all of you. It's been a while since we've done Greg Way. I guess we should have probably talked about like Phil Spencer being on the podcast, Rod Ferguson, maybe like finding some success with the XCast and how that momentum has been, how I feel about that. Maybe my birthday, maybe life here in San Francisco after almost a full year. There were so many topics to talk about, but I thought I'd tell you about my story of trying to learn how to wakeboard poorly and half drowning. That's today's Greg Way. Enjoy. Goodbye.